Some days I wonder if we live in Florida. Or are these Florida people who move here?
Oh. Makes sense. And, that feels like it.
Right? And do this stuff. I mean, I don't want to think that, you know, Minnesotans would do this.
No, I believe that they're just other people from other states who make us look bad.
Yeah, let's stick with that.
Okay. We love when you email us your situation, and we could have you on Love Them or List Them one day. Yeah. So just go to our website, send us an email, ks95.com. All right, Michelle, we are ready for you, and everyone wants to hear this story. So tell us what's going on.
About a year ago, my single sister shared the news that she was pregnant. Yay!
Oh, good.
I mean, I was a little bit confused by it because she's not in a relationship. Like I said, she's single. You know, I asked her who the father was, and she was really weird and secretive about it. So, you know, I just assumed it was a on-again, off-again boyfriend or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like a sensitive subject, so I just let it be.
That's right. She'll tell you when she's good and ready.
Guess so.
You know, I knew she would be a great mom. So no matter how it happened, I was happy for her. And then last weekend, my mom and I were at her house, and I was holding my sweet nephew. And she said, okay, please don't drop the baby, but you're holding Glenn's baby.
Glenn's baby? Who's Glenn?
What?
I froze.
Who is it?
Glenn is my ex-husband and father of my two children.
Your ex-husband slept with your sister and got her pregnant?
Oh, my God.
Father of my two children, her nieces. Yes.
Okay.
And she told you while you're holding his baby.
Yeah. I mean, she says she feels, you know, absolutely horrible, but one night after we were divorced, she slept with him.
Oh, well, you were divorced, so then it doesn't count.
No.
Just the one time.
She did it by the book. That's good.
She said she wanted to lie and keep it from me so she didn't hurt me, but she just couldn't do it anymore. And it's weird, but I felt like a special connection with him. And I thought it was because it was my first time being an auntie. But now I realize that it's because his face looks like the face of all of my kids.
Oh.
All you see is Glenn.
All I see is Glenn.
So how have you handled this news since then?
I haven't seen or talked to my sister or my mom much at all because I've just been so upset, especially because my mom took my sister's side.
She did.
Yeah, like my sister slept with my ex-husband and has a baby with him, and I'm just supposed to act normal?
Mm-hmm.
That's not normal.
No, it's not. And now my sister wants it all out in the open, and she wants to tell my kids that their cousin is also their sibling. Like, how effed up is that? No, you're not going to confuse my kids. Like, are you serious?
Wait, so daddy was with mommy, and then daddy also slept with auntie?
And so now I have a cousin brother?
Yeah, right. Just call him your brusin.
Your brusin.
What's up, brusin?
Your sister has no problem ripping bandages off. She's like, oh, sorry, it's your ex's kid.
I just want to sweep it all under the rug and have them do a DNA test. You know, when they get older and find out.
Yeah, that's how we do things nowadays with 21 and me or whatever it is.
23 and me.
23.
Ancestry. Yeah. All
21 and me is the cheaper one.
Yeah. You don't find out all the goods.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are you at now with this?
My sister wants to have all this done and tell all the kids on Father's Day. She wants to book something at a resort up north. She'll bring all the kids and meet us there or whatever.
Hold on. So she wants to plan a special event around the man who went behind your back, slept with your sister, and bring him together with all of his children? She thinks you're on board with this?
Yeah, she's like, just because we have issues with Glenn doesn't mean it should be, you know, the kid's problem.
Well, I mean, I do get that, but still, this is weird, and it's so soon.
Yeah, he's Father of the Year. You really do need to honor this man.
Oh, yeah, get him a very big gift.
All hail Glenn.
Ugh.
I don't know how I feel about any of this. Like, how is this my real life? How? What did I do to deserve this?
Well, you did nothing to deserve it, that's for sure. Patty, you're in Schaefer. What do you do with this?
I would definitely list the Father's Day weekend part.
Okay, good.
It's way too soon for this poor woman.
Right.
I do understand to a point what is going on because my own brother kind of did this. Two sisters. He was with one and went to, but he he went to Vietnam, which actually Germany, and that sister ended up getting married before he came back to the States, and he started dating the younger sister. They had a son. 5 years later, they broke up, and he got back with the other sister and had 4 more children.
What? See, people say, where do you find these people? I said, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
They're in your family.
They are everywhere.
Yeah, that's a thing. Okay, so.
And they're fine. They all acknowledge that they're brothers, they're siblings. They don't really talk about the cousin part.
Yeah, it's probably best not to. All right, so pass on the Father's Day thing, but at least tell the kids they need to know. A lot of people are saying, just tell the kids they need to know, but don't celebrate this dirtbag.
That's the thing. Yeah, why be like, oh, you're Father of the Year?
Megan, you have a similar situation. What happened?
My ex-sister-in-law, my brother's ex-wife, is now married to my cousin.
What? Say that again. Yeah. I got to follow the math on this. Go ahead.
My brother's ex-wife is now married to my cousin.
Oh, okay.
Keeping it in the family.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's got a type.
Change her last name. She has that going for her.
Oh, yeah. You don't even have to file any paperwork.
We always dreaded if they were to have a child, we would have to explain that they're not only siblings, but also cousins. So I would definitely list it. But the kids will have to know at some point in their life.
So it's okay to tell the kids. Don't do the Father's Day thing. Be like, no, screw you. No. Sorry, you don't get Father's Day. You're not a man we're going to celebrate.
No.
No. It's already hard because my brother has a child with this woman, and she has to go between the two houses knowing that her stepdad is also her second cousin. So.
Wow, that is so weird, Megan. Oh, my gosh.
And how do you explain like that to your friends? These poor kids.
Right.
That's
right.
Wild. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate the call. I love the idea of telling the kids. Don't want to have a huge lie that'll come out as the sister will tell her son. Just list the idea of the father reveal party on Father's Day. Yeah, probably.
Hopefully the kids are young enough too. They'll just be like, I don't really get it. Okay, fine. It is what it is. And then they'll just grow up as the normal.
Alan, your ex-wife is dating your brother. Same exact situation.
Same exact situation. And then prior to that, about 10 years ago, my brother dated one chick and then left her for her sister and then left the sister for her cousin.
What?
Oh, my God.
So does your, so your ex-wife had kids with you?
Yes, we have one together.
You have one. And then is she having a kid with your brother?
No, hoping not.
How long have they been together?
It's just been developing over the last few months, but I found out through the grapevine, and now there's a whole family rift with all of it as well.
I bet.
My parents are fine with it, but not fine with it. I'm obviously not fine with it, so yeah, it's been interesting.
I mean, your kid and his kid would be closer than ever.
No.
That's awful. Ellen, no, do you have a relationship with your brother now that you know this?
No, I have distanced myself from my family quite a bit, actually.
Has he had the nerve and the you know what, to even tell you man to man, hey, dude, I'm with your ex-wife?
No. So when I confronted them about it, it did not go well at all. And
I bet.
Now, since then, it's just been a whole distance in the family. So
I just can't believe that. So who do you think did this? Was this your ex-wife to get even with you? Did she have something against you?
No, I think it was just loneliness or something like that. I can't quite figure it out myself. So
did you ever suspect
with my brother?
Did you suspect something like at holiday Christmases in the past? They were a little too cozy.
No, because they hated each other when we were together.
Oh,
or did they hate each other because they liked each other?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alan. That sucks.
So, all right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling.
He's like, no, I'm done talking about it. Thanks.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. He's like, I don't want to give you more details.
Oh, your brother. How could you do that to your brother?
Apparently, a lot of people are doing that to their family.
It's pretty nice to know my brother's so socially awkward. Nothing like that would ever happen.
No.
Ever
nope.
In my life.
Courtney is safe.
Safe and sound.
Yep. Where is the girl code? This is crazy. Lissa's sister, do not celebrate this horrible man.
Right? Like, I just can't imagine my sister doing that to me.
Right?
Or me doing that to my sister. It's horrible.
I know.